On March 7, 2015, Barack Obama stood at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the bloody, iconic Civil Rights March from that city to the capital, Montgomery. The historical juxtaposition was awe-inspiring. 5 decades before, demonstrators had endured brutal attacks by police merely for attempting to exercise their right to vote. Now the site had been consecrated as a civic holy ground, and an African American was presiding over the event as president. It had all happened within the lifetime of many participants, some of whom, like the demonstrator turned member of Congress, John Lewis, were on hand. The mere sight of it attested to the triumph of the unimaginable. The transformation embodied by the first black president, though, was not merely symbolic. Obama's presidency would be filled with reminders of the persistence of racism, but it was nonetheless true that his election could not have occurred 50 or probably not even 20 years earlier. For all the hatred and white racial paranoia that rose in opposition, the racial advancement that enabled his presidency continued as a result of it. The America that Obama and his supporters initially dreamed of has grown progressively more real. That Obama's presidency would ultimately reduce to his racial identity was inevitable from the moment of his election. In one sense, it is deeply ironic, since Obama's legislative record, unlike, say, Lyndon Johnson's or Lincoln's or the Reconstruction-era presidents, barely touched upon any explicit civil rights conflict. In another sense, however, it is perfectly appropriate. Obama's blackness is not merely a historical breakthrough, but also the dominant fact of the political age over which he has presided. Before the age of Obama, most Americans had an idea of what racial conflict looked like in the post-civil rights era. It looked like the O.J. Simpson trial of 1995, when white America and black America were both mesmerized by the same event, but came away from it with diametrical understandings, agape with mutual incomprehension. It looked like the urban riots of the late 1960s, or the Los Angeles riots in 1992, or Al Sharpton, or Bernard Goetz, the New York subway vigilante who in 1984 shot 4 black teens who had, depending on one's perspective, either threatened him or not. It was 2 races sharing a country, but split into incompatible realities. When Obama appeared on the scene, he seemed to hold within him the promise of something better. In a dazzling keynote speech at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, the not-yet-elected freshman senator described his white mother and African father and seemed somehow to transcend race. There's not a black America and white America and Latino America and Asian America, he said. There's the United States of America. He attracted Republican admirers, like former George W. Bush Secretary of State Colin Powell, Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, and writer Christopher Buckley. The scene of his first shocking political triumph 3.5 years later, where he first convinced the skeptics he could snatch his party's nomination from Hillary Clinton, was the nearly all-white state of Iowa. What transpired instead was neither the dream nor the nightmare, but something altogether different and unexpected. As Obama's primary battle with Clinton dragged on, her supporters failed to yield to the inevitability of his unsurmountable delegate lead. And their stubborn loyalty did not merely indicate a particular attachment to her. In Appalachia and the White South especially, white Democrats continued voting for Clinton overwhelmingly, often expressing outright disgust for her opponent. In the spring of 2008, before Obama had clinched the nomination, the New Yorker's George Packer traveled to Kentucky, where he solicited a number of frank interviews to this effect. Some of these voters identified as Democrats and had been happy to vote for Hillary Clinton or John Kerry, but unwilling to do so for Obama. Race, one voter told Packer, by way of explanation. I really don't want an African American as president. Race.